And we're here.
We are.
Welcome.
Thank you. I'm welcome. So excited.
Oh
to
my
be
gosh.
Here.
Yeah. Hello, everyone out there. All four of you or something. I'm Josh. This is History Happy Hour. I have yet a new guest here. Nick, introduce yourself.
Well, as you said, I am in fact Nick.
Yeah.
I think we're friends, and that's why I'm here.
Well, we're fiancés, apparently.
Well, Josh, putting our business out there.
Oh my God. I actually asked my previous guest Olivia to introduce ourselves, and I felt like we did a good thing, which was explain our relationship.
Okay.
So how would you describe our relationship?
I would describe it as a torrent love affair, honestly. I mean, no. We've been friends since, gosh, freshman year?
Yeah.
I feel like we've been friends since, like, I don't know. I feel like I got to know you during Shirt Tales, like every good.
Yeah.
Friendship.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I remember that because you were like always right in front of me because you were in the front.
Yeah.
Been. As you should be. And then I was in the back and I was always like behind you.
Yeah. I think the biggest thing I remember was like all the sports boys on couch making you say enter the mod.
Oh my
like,
God.
Every
time.
Minutes.
Yeah.
I was like, it is not that serious. It's practiced on.
They were like, do your low voice. And I was like, okay. And it's like, every single time, every 5 minutes.
Cause I don't have a low voice. This is
I
like
don't know.
My lowest.
Yeah?
Yeah.
No way. You can get lower than that.
I can't. It sounds like dumb. Like, it doesn't even sound like I'm doing a voice.
What?
Like, this is my natural voice and I'm not
trying
to get lower. Yeah.
But, like, try to get lower.
Okay, so when I try to get... It's like this, but that sounds dumb. Like, see? Like, it's not a voice. Yeah, literally, I just sound like... I don't know what
you
I
sound
even...
like Patrick, kind of, from SpongeBob.
I mean, I can't do a deep voice. It just sounds stupid.
I mean, yeah, yeah.
Is that why you brought me here? Just to make fun of me?
Pretty much. Oh I learned that I was, like, code switching. Have you ever heard of that?
Oh, were
you
I
like,
know what code
yeah?
switching is, bestie.
Oh, yeah. I'm
oh,
sure
yeah.
you do. But I was doing it around like football, like teammates when, when I played football in high school and I like my voice would like lower an octave.
Oh
yeah.
So like I can't lower my voice. So what mm-hmm. I do when I'm around, my like Christian, like conservative side, because I sound gay. If you couldn't tell by the voice, I mean, good for you for not stereotyping, but I think I sound very gay. So since my voice can't go lower, we usually go like a weekend every summer. So, you know, in the South, my thing to do is I put on a Southern accent and like, I can do it for like 4 days straight, but I don't know, because like, it doesn't make me sound more masculine. I just feel like it makes me sound more like I love God or something.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, because like, I don't know. You know like, Cressley from like, Cressley Knows Best? Like, in his
no.
Southern accent?
I don't even know.
It's like, yeah, I sound feminine, but I sound like I still go to church. I sound like one of those gay people who's like, yeah, I'm gay, but I'm gonna be celibate for the Lord. Like, that
okay.
type of gay person.
All right. Yeah. Man,
you have
I'm,
no frame of reference.
I have
for
no
what I'm
idea.
About
like,
at all.
Sure. I'm here for it. We're all here to learn. Speaking of, I suggested you like have like a Wikipedia article or something in front of you, and you came, You're raw dogging this put it in.
First of all, you were like, oh, don't prepare anything. I just come with a Wikipedia article. And second of all, how do you not know? There could be a Wikipedia article on my phone.
It's true.
I could have
it's
read true. Something. I could have a whole
I didn't,
script.
I didn't see that out on the calendar. I just saw you like lounging.
Oh, well, I mean, also I could be an expert in whatever I'm about to talk about. You don't know my
you
life.
You could. I don't know. Maybe. Why? Well, what are you going to talk about? What?
Well, I thought you were going to be like, oh, Nick's going to talk about something gay. So I prepared an interesting history of weightlifting. No, I'm just kidding. Can you imagine?
Weightlifting?
Weightlifting? Like, I don't know.
Where does that even start? Like, at the beginning, I guess.
I don't know. You know? I did not prepare that history.
As soon as people could, as soon as people had arms, they just lifted stuff up.
Yeah, I feel like weightlifting is more for, like, I mean, I feel like it has to be more of, like, a recent thing, because it's, like, mm-hmm. I feel like, you know, you'd have to know about the muscle groups and, like, to target, and it's more mm-hmm. of, like, a cosmetic, like, you're working out these muscles and not, like, a I need lift rock type of thing, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. It could be. I remember, like, the ancient Greek, like, pottery and stuff have, like, wrestlers and things.
Okay, because
I don't know.
Wrestling and weightlifting is the exact
same thing. I don't know. They might have worked out or something. I mean, I'm sure they worked out, but that might have been part of it.
Yeah, I mean, I know they had, like, of course they had the, like, Olympics and stuff and, like, mm-hmm. wrestled, but, like, I don't know. I feel like working out has definitely been a part, but, like, weightlifting is, like, a separate thing.
Okay. Yeah.
I feel like the oldest, like, weights I can picture in my mind is, like, oh no! Aren't there like Victorian pictures? Not like Victorian.
Yeah, I was gonna say like the strongmen and like the
and,
unitards
like,
or whatever.
Really, like round weighted dumbbells.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
They were so round.
It looks like two balls at the end of a stick.
Yeah,
just kind of popped on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's what I think of. Like, I don't know if that was like the start of it.
Then they have to have like the mustache too.
Yeah,
like that's a curl. That's a part of it. Yeah,
I mean if you didn't, you couldn't be a weightlifter.
Mm-hmm.
Like they'd kick you out.
They would pick you up and kick you out.
That's funny.
All right. So what are you gonna talk about?
I'm gonna talk a little bit about the history of drag. Yay! I want to know. Do you have any like reference point of drag? Yeah, I don't know what your, like, experience level is.
Miss Hendricks?
Mm-hmm.
That's always a good time.
Yeah.
I like it. Like, it seems fun. I don't know, like, anything about the history or anything like that.
Can you give me, like, a rough definition of what you would think drag is?
Oh, my gosh. Well, the first thing that comes to mind is, like... like a cisgendered man,
mm-hmm.
like dressed as a woman, like in like very extravagantly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I think of like the shows. I'm sure it exists like
Name
outside
one.
Of the shows. Miss Hendricks.
Okay.
What is it? RuPaul.
Yeah.
RuPaul's drag race.
Yes. Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, I think that's what a lot of America or other places might think of when they think of drag, but I mean, drag has been around so long, like since the beginning of human history, I feel like almost.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike weightlifting.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, drag definitely has a different definition today than it does. Because, like, anyone could do drag. And I think most people would also think of it, like, a cisgender man, like, dressing up as, like, a caricature or, like, as a, like,
mm-hmm.
Hyper, like, characterization of a woman. And, like, there are reasons for that in, like, the roots of history of drag. Because, like, you might know, like, ancient Greek history. Because that's, like, probably your area of history. I don't know, like, what type of history you know about, like...
Everything
except
for
drag.
This. Yeah.
And weightlifting, apparently. But, yeah, I mean, so for, like, Greek theater, you know, like, men were the only people allowed on stage.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
So like drag actually kind of like in that context, it wasn't obviously called drag back then, but like for theater performances, like men were the only ones allowed to play all the parts, including the parts for women.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we see that like persistently in like different cultures around the world, which is really interesting, is like in like theater productions or like just like performances, like men have to play the women because women weren't allowed to play them. Like it's pretty consistent in like Japanese kabuki or like the Beijing like Chinese operas, like same thing as like the Greeks. So it's pretty interesting to know that like different parts of the world were like, oh, guess the men have to dress up as women. So it had like a different connotation, obviously, because like it wasn't like a fun like thing for like, obviously anyone can do drag, but like I feel like the connotations are like it's a thing for like people in the queer community to do, and like, but it kind of started out as like a necessity, and like that continued into like the word drag as we know it. There's a lot of debate around it, but like people think it originated in the Shakespearean era.
Okay. Yeah. I was gonna say, like, I know that I've heard like Shakespeare, it was definitely the men playing the women.
Yeah, exactly. Like same thing.
But I hadn't heard that it was like all around the world. Yeah. This is a thing.
Yeah, it's really interesting to think about like different time periods. Like they were like, their answer to like having women parts was not like let women act, it was like no, men dress up as women.
Yeah. Oh man.
Yeah, it's really interesting.
Yeah, I guess I never thought about it like going back that far.
Yeah, no. I mean, yeah, definitely didn't even start like as an American thing, which mm-hmm. is interesting. So it has like some sort of like people like experimenting and like performing gender has like roots all over the world.
Okay, so where does the term come from? I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
Yeah, sorry, I go over the place. So originated in the Shakespearean era, and there's like some debate over like why the term drag is used. Some people think it's like slang for the men who dressed up as women because their skirts dragged across the stage. Some people think it's like an acronym, like dressed resembling a girl. Like there is not really like a solid like pinpoint. Like I've heard a lot of different like things, but it is like considered to come from that era, and like the term is drag. So, and we still use that term like today.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, it's really interesting.
So like when did it start like picking up steam, so to speak, or am I like misunderstanding, like, because I feel like it definitely like it's probably the biggest now that I feel like it's ever been,
right? And I think drag has always been present. It's just like I don't know if you know, but like in America, like here, I think in, like, I don't remember in the specific laws, but like In the 20th century, there were definitely laws that, like, where cross-dressing was, like, illegal. So, I mean, that obviously, like, hindered not only, like, drag performers, but trans people.
Yeah.
So, like, it's always been there, but it's always been, like, an underground thing until now, because now it's more open and accepted to, like, not only be queer, but to, like, be able to, like, dress how you want. Like our generation is very much like, we dress so disappointing to our parents, like but yeah, like it's definitely like always been a thing, but like it just hasn't been like open and able to be talked about like it right. has now,
right? And you keep saying like in America, like how does like it differ in the rest of the world?
So there's drag everywhere. I mean, if we just want to talk in terms of, like, the TV show, like, RuPaul's Drag Race has, like, mm-hmm. TV shows on continents now. So there's, like, the American Drag Race, there's Drag Race España, they have Drag Race UK, they have, they did Drag Race Thailand, they just did the first season of Drag Race Australia.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, like, it's crazy, like, drag is like exploding right now. Like it's in a renaissance.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also like super different than like, like I feel like a lot of people still might think of drag as like the definition you stated earlier of like a cisgender man as a woman, but like, this season on like UK's Drag Race, they have like a cisgender woman who still identifies, I believe she still identifies as a woman, who does drag, and she's on the show competing, which like is a first in the series, but, yeah, like there are cisgender women who aren't like drag kings, like they're still drag queens and like do like a, the most recent term I've heard for them is hyper queens, like doing more of like a hyper feminine thing, like the what's considered like the feminine version of drag makeup.
I feel like yeah, like the makeup and like the appearance is like the main thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's what kind of defines something as drag,
right?
Because I feel like some people are singers, some people are dancers. Mm-hmm. Like I always associate with performance. Yeah. I don't know if it's ever not like performative. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, no. I definitely think, I mean, it depends, because now there are so many drag queens like opening the doors and doing things different, that there are some drag queens that are like exclusively like fashion models. Like they mm-hmm. don't do the club circuit anymore, like where they go and like perform at like, you know, gay clubs across the US or like their local club. Like they're literally just getting booked for like photo shoots and music videos and that kind of stuff. So like I guess it is like performative still, but like it's like a different, it might be different than you think. Like they're not like singing yeah. or dancing or doing a lip sync number or anything.
Nice. Oh my gosh. Do I need to watch RuPaul? Is it good?
I mean, I actually have kind of like, this is my controversial take for the
night. Yeah, you just completely shifted in your seat there.
I'm getting ready for like the gay backlash.
Brace yourself.
It's gotten really popular, and I don't think of myself as one of those people that's like, oh, it's so mainstream, like I can't do it anymore. But like, I just feel like the market has been oversaturated with it, because like last year there was almost, I think there was like 240, like with all the franchises mm-hmm. that RuPaul's Drag Race was doing, it was like there was not a, like for like 200 something days, I think, I was looking at the statistics online, there was like not a day without like a Drag Race episode. And so like it's just become so much that like I've kind of slowed down on Drag Race. But I think it's good, and a lot, obviously, like, the viewership is, like, going up. It's crazy. RuPaul literally at this year's Emmy Awards just became the, like, I think it was I think it's, like, the most Emmy, like, winning black person or something like that. So, like, they're doing really well.
Right.
And obviously the franchise is doing really well to be able to expand so much. And, like I said, it's, like, drag is having a renaissance right mm-hmm. now. But, yeah, I mean, like, I've been watching it for, I guess what would be considered, like, I haven't even been watching it for that long, personally. I've just watched, like, a lot of the seasons, which is, like, weird, because I feel like it started getting popular like 2 or 3 seasons ago, and I didn't really like, I didn't even watch those seasons.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, but like a lot of people are getting into it right now.
Yeah, I know a bunch of people who are like really, really into it.
Yeah, I definitely.
Is it like, this is just like completely sidetracking, mm-hmm. But like, is it like a reality TV show?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's considered a reality competition.
Reality competition.
Uh-huh.
Okay. But I'm assuming it's like a bunch of people and they stick them all in a room and then they have drama.
Yeah.
That's, yeah.
That's the formula for any good TV show, in my opinion. So basically, it's a drag competition show. So like, you audition to get on, like they cast everyone. And you're basically competing in different challenges that, like, test your drag skills. Like, it's not like other competitions, like, say Project Runway, where they have to, like, like they're all making different outfit challenges every week. Drag Race is like, they'll have like an acting challenge, they'll have like a singing challenge, they'll have like a performance challenge, they'll have like a outfit challenge, they'll have a makeover challenge where they have to put someone else in drag. Like, it literally, like, they make you do so much,
mm-hmm.
like, just to, like, compete. Like, you have to be able to do everything.
Wow.
Yeah, it's intense.
My gosh.
I mean, yeah.
I get why people are into it.
Yeah, I definitely appreciate drag as, like, an art form, I think. And I guess I'm, like, currently... Like, I'm more into, like, a style of, like, I guess, like, alternative drag is what it would be considered.
Yeah?
All drag is valid, but, like, it's not, like, the mainstream, like, cis men who want to look like women, like, drag.
Yeah?
Yeah. There's another show that's, like, picking up steam, and it's called Dragula, and it's done by... Yeah, it's,
okay.
It's by, these two, they're called the Boulay brothers, but they're actually, like, a couple, and mm-hmm. they do drag together. But the show's premise is, like, highlighting alternative drag, in the sense that, like, it's a lot more scary, and, like, their casts are usually more inclusive, and it's a lot more, like, it's not like, oh my god, I look so pretty. It's like, you look like you could be in like a horror movie villain or something type of drag.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh my god, I don't know what I'm looking at. Okay. Oh, these are kind of creepy.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, I mean, definitely like how I would describe drag today is like, it's really just about like gender performance and like, I think that's the definition I would use because I feel like it's the most inclusive because anyone can perform gender in any way they want to. And so I guess that's why I'm more attracted to like a different side of drag because I'm kind of like attracted to the side where people are like kind of just like not trying to look like a different gender. They're just trying to like look crazy. And mm-hmm. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I want to look crazy, you know?
Yeah, I see it all the time. Yeah, I'm like, there goes Nick looking crazy.
Oh, well, you didn't have to say that.
Like right now, what is that, a gray t-shirt?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't come in my church outfit like crazy. You.
Yeah, my Sunday best.
Actually, you guys can't see it right now, but I am in full drag just to do this show. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine if mm-hmm. I showed up?
But only from the waist up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because people outside the window can't see.
Mm-hmm. It's completely...
I don't want to talk.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. My God, I've heard of that.
Yeah.
It just sounds wrong.
Does it scare you?
It just seems very uncomfortable.
It's not.
No?
It's not comfortable.
It's not comfortable.
Yeah, okay. It is very uncomfortable.
Okay, yeah.
Can you imagine if I was like, it's nothing? Like, of course it's going to be uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Like, also I want to put into mind, like, can you imagine, like, not only that, but, like, you're in high heels, you're in full makeup, and, like, you're doing, like, a dance number on stage.
You could have stopped at high heels.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, high heels are not fun regardless, but, like... You literally, like, yeah.
Did you know, like, have you heard the stories about how high heels were invented?
I have
how
not.
How they were, like, I don't know if it's true. So maybe I should look it up, but I'll tell you anyways. It was, like, for, like, old-time butchers. Like men.
Like, killing, like, the meat
yeah,
butchers?
Yeah, and they would, like, chop up, you know, meat and stuff. Uh-huh. And there'd be blood on the floor. And so they wore the high heels to, like, not step on the blood, which just seems wrong to me.
That, I don't know. I feel like, why invent a whole new shoe when you could just be like, I'm a butcher, I'm going to get blood on my feet regardless?
Yeah, I don't know. That's just what I've heard.
Interesting. I mean, I know, like...
You got, like, the high, like, heeled boots, you know? Like, like not, like, high heels, but, like... Like an inch or whatever.
Like platforms?
Like, I don't know. I think of them like cowboy boots with like the big heel on the back.
Yeah, like, I mean, those are heels.
But they're not, like, high heels. You know what I mean?
Like, they're not, like, stilettos?
Yeah. Yeah. Sure.
Josh, I have no clue what you're saying.
I also have no clue what I'm saying. Anyways.
Anything with a heel is considered a high heel.
Really?
Yes.
I thought it has to be, like, high to be a high heel.
I mean, if it has a heel, it's considered a high heel. I would. I mean, because there are, like, low, like, high heels. They're, like, called kitten heels. Like, if it has a heel, it's considered a heeled shoe.
Yeah. But it has to be high to be a high heel.
I mean, can you even tell me how, like, what the standard high heel, like, inches?
No.
So, I mean, screw you.
I'm not going to try. I don't know. I'm thinking, like, 2 inches is a high heel.
That's considered a low heel, babe.
Really?
Yes.
My gosh.
I think the Louis Vuitton...
I don't know what I'm thinking of.
Louis Vuitton, like, stiletto heels are, like, 6 inches. That's considered, like, one of the higher ones.
Six,
and then
okay.
I'd say, like, a standard is, like, 3.
Okay, okay,
like,
hold on.
Like, a pair of, like, heel hold heels.
On. I'm gonna... What are these? I am sticking my leg up
those,
in the air.
Okay, so those are dress shoes, even though they have a heel. Like...
Yeah?
I don't know. I feel
but,
like...
But, like, there's a heel... But it's not like a high heel shoe. It's like an inch or so.
I don't know. I'd call them heels.
Yeah?
Yeah, your little pumps.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. It makes you taller. You're cheating somehow.
I guess so. I don't really think about that. But yeah, I guess. I'm a little... I'm a little boy. And now I'm tall.
So short. I mean, like, that... The butcher thing? I don't know. Like, just like... Grow up, you know, like, realize you're gonna get blood on your feet.
I'm gonna look it up now.
I mean, I know, like, what I know about heels are, like, you know, they were originally, like, for, like, kings and stuff, is, like,
oh,
what
yeah?
I remember. Like, wasn't it, like, a nobility thing, and it was originally for men, and then, like...
I just know that men definitely wore them.
And then also I know, like, I'm pretty sure this is true, like, y'all can quote me on this, but, like, there's, like, a principle when, like, the economy goes down, like, heels go up, like, more people wear heels.
What?
Yeah, like, I swear to God you can look it up.
What?
And it's like, yes. I swear to, like, RuPaul Charles or whoever you worship, I don't know, but, like, I'm pretty sure it's, like, an economic thing, like, I feel like that's... My mic keeps being weird.
Oh my gosh. The high heel index. What is this?
You just went down the wrong rabbit hole, baby.
You know, hop on Google. What? That is... Oh my gosh. I'm not gonna be able to find this, like, fast enough. But it is saying the higher heels, the lower the economy.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So does like...
Don't ever doubt me again, first of all.
So there's, like, a resurgence in drag, and there's a lot of high heels there. So, like,
yeah.
is this like a warning for...
For the economy?
For the eclat.
I mean... I don't know if it's that strict a correlation, but, I mean, maybe. If you see the heel shells empty, like, make sure to keep some cash at home, I guess, or something.
Mm-hmm. It's just so hard to find them in my size, you know, that I don't even bother looking.
You're telling me. I mean, I know you have bigger feet than me, but, like, as well, hard to find heels in
my
size. That was the hardest part of, like, my prom shopping, was finding heels in my size that, like, went with my outfit that weren't, like, $1 million.
I remember you wearing, like, the golden outfit that I tried on.
Yeah.
Did that have heels with that? I can't remember.
I mean, I had heels I was going to wear with it.
Oh, but then you didn't.
I don't think you put them on.
Oh, that's right. No, I don't think I did. Maybe.
No, you didn't. I would never let you squeeze your fat feet into my heels and stretch them out.
My fat feet.
Yeah.
You heard me.
And it's recorded.
Forever.
That too.
We'll post it online. Ooh.
Can you imagine if, like, I've just been talking this whole time and my mic is off? Or, like, am I, like, not... Do I need to get closer? I don't know. I don't want to yell at them.
I don't know. I haven't been listening because, like, the headphones don't really work. Can't hurt.
I also just feel like I talk really quiet and then, like, you'll say something and I'll be like, oh, so you want to say that to me? Like, I just get really loud really fast.
Yeah. No, just, like, stick it up to your mouth. I think it's fun. I think it's fun to have it right here.
I feel like that's talk. Bad mic etiquette, though. Like, I feel like you're not supposed to do that.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like, your mouth is not supposed to be touching
the mic. But, like, these are really cool. And long. I don't know what's going on with these mics, but... anyways, this is saying that high heels were invented in Persia.
I feel like that adds up.
For people riding on horseback. They'd have, like, the stirrups.
Oh, and they would, like, I could see that. Like, that's
fit more, it in there.
More plausible than the butcher.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know where that came from.
You're not the history girl you thought you were.
I guess not. But then they were brought to Europe.
Okay.
From Persian, like, travelers, I guess. And then all the people in the upper class loved them.
Told you.
They're like, we're gonna get these Persian shoes. And I can see this wonderful portrait of Louis the 14th.
Mm-hmm.
In some stunning
that's
stunning
literally
shoes.
The picture I was picturing.
Yeah,
I was like, men wear heels.
Yeah, they're like bright red.
Yeah,
too. Red bottoms, you might say.
Yeah, I mean,
I never understood where red bottoms came from.
Like the
it's
word?
Just in the song,
like red bottoms and like Bodak Yellow.
Yeah, yeah, but like they have red on the bottom. Red, but why is that?
Red bottoms are like that's the like Louboutin like signature.
Oh,
like, all the okay. Louboutin like heels have.
So it's like a flex. It's
yeah.
Like these are expensive.
It's
shoes.
Like it's like the heel version of like these are like I don't know what men consider nice sneakers, but like yeah.
I don't know. I feel like you could go with like watches. You know, this is like a Rolex.
Well,
or
I was
something,
trying to relate
you know?
It to like other shoes.
But yeah, that's true.
Is Rolex even that nice?
I don't know. Probably. I've heard of the brand, so. And I haven't heard of anything. I'm an expert in all parts of history, though.
I mean, I can't even, like, tell time like that. Like, I feel like if you put a clock in front of me and we're like, what time is it? I'd, like, have a mental breakdown. I mean, like, I can, but, like, it probably wouldn't be right.
The first clocks also had no minute hands. It was just the hour.
Like sundials?
No, like an actual clock. It just had like one little thing that spun around.
See? No.
I mean...
No.
No?
No.
It wouldn't have been like a little helpful? Like just to have like one little pointer and it's just like, oh, it's one because it's pointing at the one.
I can't even tell it with the minute hand. I don't know why you think taking away resources would, like, make it easier for me.
I don't know. I'm sure it would be great.
Also, I don't think, like, you know how they're like, oh, like, you have, like, everybody has, like, an internal clock. I'm pretty sure my internal clock has been broken for so long.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like what do you mean?
I'm a horrible...
Does it keep falling?
Yes! Why do you give me the crappy mic, Josh?
I think it must be the sides. One of these, just tighten that up.
I don't know what I was saying.
You have a bad internal clock?
Yeah, like I'm a horrible judge of time. Like, I either get to places like really early or like really late.
Just because, like, you're just relying on yourself. Like, oh, yeah, this will take me
Well, yeah, I'm like, oh, I can get ready in 5 minutes. And then, like, 15 minutes later, I'm, like, on my way to class. Like, oh, my God. No, I can't.
How seriously do you, like, dress yourself for class every day?
Oh, horribly.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You just throw on whatever?
Yeah. And, like, especially, like, when I have art class on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I throw on, like, I have shirts that have, like, paint all over them and stuff.
Have you ever seen the pictures from, like, the 50s when the kids would wear, like, suits to high school?
No, but like, didn't every high school have a suit kid?
Is that not my True. Experience? True.
Like, I don't know. My high school had a suit kid and he was annoying.
Yeah.
It was like a three-piece suit too. Like, who do you think you are?
With like a vest and everything? Yes. Oh my gosh. Like the same one every day?
Like, it is August. It is hot out. What are you doing? Yeah, honestly, that suit probably stunk.
I'm not here for that.
Neither am I.
Like, throw on some pajama pants.
But like, when you go to an art school, like, you go to school with weirdos.
Mm-hmm.
Me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, but I was thinking, like, art school, like, take fashion very seriously.
Yeah, I mean, people do, obviously, because, like, it's a bunch of art kids. But, like, some of them are, like, weird people.
Like you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't dress seriously because, am I interested in fashion? Yes. Do I think I have a good sense of style? Also, yes. Do I wake up early enough to get ready and, like, to my standard? No. No. I value my time in bed more
mm-hmm.
than I do getting ready. I'm not getting ready, like, I'm not waking up an extra hour early to get ready. Who do I have to look cute for on this campus? Who am I trying to impress on this
Who campus? Are you trying to impress on this campus?
Josh, stop flirting with me on live radio. No, but, like, I'm just like, no. Because, like, also we're in the South, so.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What about it?
I mean, like, when I dress how I want to, like, I get, like, stared at. Like, I get dirty looks all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like. In Nashville, like, I mean, I'm sure Hendrix would be like, fine, but yeah, I mean, yeah. I'd rather just like throw on shorts and also it's like hot right now still.
Yeah, it's supposed to be fall. It is October 1st.
Literally, like Halloween is right now.
I just dated the recording. I'm not supposed to do that. Now people who are listening 20 years in the future are going to think that none of this applies. Not that we haven't been talking about RuPaul's Drag Race.
It's a history show. It's like, what? Like, why are we're not allowed to use dates on a history show?
It's timeless. The History Happy Hour is timeless.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. Speaking of, hi. Do you see the post-it right here?
No.
We're supposed to say this. And I completely forgot.
Oh my god.
It's been 40 minutes.
So just like picture you're 20 minutes in.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, I cannot believe we've been talking uninterrupted for 20 minutes.
20 minutes. Oh, remember what happens? We say You're listening to KAHDX FM, Conway, Arkansas.
I'm dyslexic.
Every 20 minutes.
You don't have to say the every 20 minutes part, Josh.
I always say the every 20 minutes part. And every time I feel like I have to explain it, but I realize that if someone's going to be listening to this, they probably listen to the other ones. No one's going to like pick out season... What is this? Four?
I'm on season four.
Season three.
Oh my god.
Episode two and get started.
Oh my god, I couldn't even get a premiere slot. What do I mean to you?
You were gonna be in season one.
That's fair.
And then we were all sent home. So season one was very short. Season two was entirely just me because it was at home.
I could have called in. I kind of want callers. Like I wish people I could did call not. And like
You can be a caller. You can see there's a phone number.
Oh my god, what? I wish we could call people and have them like ask us questions.
I think there's like a phone, yeah.
Gag. That's crazy.
So it can happen.
Oh my god. I'm gonna prank call you next time you do this show. Yeah, live on air.
That'd be fantastic.
You won't see it coming.
I'll forget by the time.
I'm
going
to call you 20 minutes in because you're going to forget. Like, by the way, you're listening too.
Today, actually, I've lost the track of what History Happy Hour is supposed to be, but that's okay.
It's your show. Yeah, it's what I want it to be.
You
make the track. You can't lose it.
Today we were recording like little like radio, I don't even know what they're called. Like commercials. You know how like radio places like, so I basically recorded that. I was like, hi, I'm Josh from History Happy Hour. Tune in Friday nights at 7. And remember, you're listening to KHDX FM, Conway, Arkansas. 93.1 or
oh, cute.
Whatever we are. I think it's 93.1. That's what I said. So
I don't know. I've never listened to the show. I mean, I'm your biggest fan.
There are some good, like, fun sounding shows. And
you sound like you haven't listened to any of them.
I really want to, but then I'm like, no. Whenever they're on, I'm like, you know, I'm doing something. There's the Taylor Swift Experience.
Yeah, Lauren Berry, love her. Shout out.
Shout out, Lauren. Got me to join SoCo for some reason.
I almost did too because Lauren was my OR mom.
They're still hiring people. They've got like 6 more slots or something.
Babe, I'm filling like 3 classes. I don't have time. Fair.
Yeah.
If I joined SoCo, I would not have time to fill those classes. I have important things to do.
But like you'll go to all the parties. Like,
of course. I mean, you saw me like injuring myself at Darty Days.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a good time.
It was fun.
And I definitely had something that I wanted to talk about that I completely forgot.
With me?
No, like.
Just in general?
Like I was like, yes, this can be the next topic. What were we talking about? Were we talking about high heels?
Yes.
Oh, I remember. You know, like in like ancient times, they had like leather and stuff and like grass. I don't know what they had.
Leather and grass? Leather and grass. You think they were just like walking around in grass fields with like motorcycle jackets? Is that what you're picturing? And like the Paleolithic era.
Well, I'm just thinking like their shoes must have sucked, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who invented shoes?
I don't know. I feel like the people just had to walk around like barefoot all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I just feel like that would suck.
I wonder if shoes started as like a functional thing, like, oh, my feet hurt. Like, I need something to cover it. Or, like, as a decorational, like,
well,
maybe, like, you know, like, ceremonial clothes. I feel like I could see that.
Well, I mean, like, eventually, like, people got to a place where it, like, snowed. And you can't, like, walk around barefoot in snow for, like, too long.
Obviously, they tied tennis rackets to their feet. Do you know history?
Tennis was invented, and then they had to come up with shoes to be better at tennis. I don't know. Like,
how did those tennis racket, like, snowshoes even work? You know what I'm talking
about? Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about.
Like, how does that help?
Oh, I don't know. Like, snowshoes? Does it, like, spread out your weight? Is that what it's supposed to do?
I don't know. I'm asking the question.
I think that's how... I mean, that makes sense to me. They're, like, really big. So, like, instead of all your weight pressing on, like, one bit of snow, it presses on a lot of snow.
Oh.
So it can, like, hold you better. And you don't sink straight through.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that makes sense. No, not that you're saying that. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not sure. I'm like googling stuff as we go. It's like there are bark sandals, are the oldest shoes. They made them out of bark.
That doesn't feel like an upgrade,
right? Like, I don't know. In 7,000 or 8,000 BC, in Oregon.
The oldest
shoes. So like, okay. People came to America from, like, Africa through Asia and then, like, Alaska.
I actually just saw something about that they think they found, like, petrified footprints in America that date before, like, the Ice Bridge theory.
Ooh.
So they're, like, a lot of, I saw, like, a lot of Native people talking about it, and they're, like, oh, like, this is finally proving what we think. Like, so, like, that theory might start to be unwrapped.
Oh, my gosh.
Like,
they,
you know, because, of course, I mean, Native people, like, their histories of saying they've, like, been here, like, they said, F your Ice Bridge, you know, like... But
like
I'm
what?
Interested to see how that plays out.
Like, I mean, they've just, like, been here forever?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. I don't know much about
it. I mean, I just read that thing about, like, the petrified footprints.
Yeah.
And, like, really old, and, like, people were tweeting about it and stuff. Twitter is my history book.
Yeah. That's a great place to learn everything.
Definitely not, but I appreciate it.
You don't need to, like, fact check anything, too, because everyone else on Twitter will just do it for you.
Yeah. Remember when I told you I was going to come on this show and make up everything as I
Yeah.
Can you imagine if what everything I just told you, I was
like,
oh
my gosh, like everything from the very beginning? Driver's That's why you came with nothing. I for all I know, you made up a thing like, oh yeah, there's a UK one and the RuPaul España.
Yeah.
And what else did you say? Thailand? España?
España.
Is that... It's Spain, right? Like,
yeah.
Is it just Spain?
No, okay. That's Portugal. Yes, it's just Spain.
Okay, I don't know. I'm thinking it could be, like, RuPaul just, like, Spanish. And then it's, like, every place that speaks Spanish. That'd be kind of crazy, though.
España is, like, just the word Spain in Spanish.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know.
So far, it's, like, country-based, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How is RuPaul España?
I didn't watch it.
No?
No.
You just know about it.
I told you, yeah, I mean...
Okay, I'm
like,
sorry.
I know because, like, I follow a lot of gay people who watch it. But, like, I'm out of the, like, I haven't watched, gosh... I, like, keep up with what happens and, like, who wins Drag Race, but I don't, like, watch it.
Mm-hmm. What happens to people once they win? That sounds bad.
They get $100,000.
They get a reward. Do people, like, continue their career?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It can take you from, like, people will do drag as, like, a side gig because they love to do it. But it can take you from, like, to make drag your full-time job mm-hmm. and, like, you making, like, a six-figure salary.
Because that's,
if
like,
you do it right.
What, like, singers do.
Yeah.
Right?
No, I don't think so, actually.
No.
Who?
Never.
Who's your favorite artist that has won The Voice? Or name three people who have won The Voice.
My mom loves The Voice, and...
Disappoint her right now on live TV. On live radio.
Number one, I'm gonna have to go with Blake...
Are you Googling people?
Blake Shelton. Because the coaches win, too.
Shut your mouth. Okay, so you proved my point.
I just know Blake because my mom has a crush on him.
Wow, interesting.
Yeah. And then there's Adam Levine, also probably won at least once. Who else is on? John Legend?
There are literally four coaches.
Ariana Grande?
And, like, you're not even naming them.
I think that was all four, right? No. Adam Levine's no longer on there.
I don't know his life. I don't know. I don't watch The Voice. My point was that since the beginning of, like, American Idol, like, people have not really made careers off of, like, those singing shows.
Yeah. Yeah. But, like, I feel like there was, like, one. Like, what was his name? Michael Bublé?
Was he on was there?
I thought he, like, won one of those, and that's what, like, launched him.
I don't know. Maybe.
Is it Michael?
Yeah.
Is it Michael Bublé? Okay.
That is his name, but I don't know if he won one of those. I didn't know.
I don't know. Look at these old shoes. That's what I've been looking at. These are the oldest leather shoes.
I thought they were tree bark.
No. There wasn't a picture of the tree bark ones. I was a little disappointed. How would you describe this for the listeners?
It looks like a leather sock that just, like, laces up the top middle.
Yeah. So it's like one piece of leather that's been like tied together in a sock. But then I like looked at it and there's like, it looks like straw inside of there.
They're probably just stuffing it so it'll keep its shape.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay. You don't think that's like, but why would they do it with straw?
I don't know.
That's so strange to me.
That's all they like have.
And then they like focus on this.
I don't know. Weren't you the one who said there was only grass and leather? So the straw was the only option.
That's all that they had.
That's all they had.
I mean, okay. I'm thinking like in Egypt, right? There's like sand everywhere, you know?
I've heard.
And it's got to be hot, you know? So
I've also heard.
You can't just walk around like barefoot. It'll burn you.
Maybe you're weak.
It could be.
But we were actually like, I'm in art history this semester, and we were actually just talking about like...
With Rod Miller?
With Rod Miller, oh the God. Man himself. The man, the myth, the legend.
A respected historian.
Honestly.
Art historian, yeah.
Well, not from the professor reviews that I've heard, but... love him. Please don't fail me. But yeah, we were talking and he like did the math about like the timelines they said the pyramids were built, and he was like, it's not adding up to me because like I need to find the slide or whatever. But he was like, they were moving like a brick for like the pyramids into place like every 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And yeah, like that, even with modern technology, I feel like we would struggle to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's crazy. So like, I don't know. I feel like if they can like figure out how to do that, they're not like worried about like, oh, my feet are hot, the sand is hot, you know?
Yeah. Just devoted. I mean, like, I've thought about this a few times. And like, the people who worked on the pyramids, like...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're humans, just like everyone else.
We don't know.
We hope. At least I hope.
I root for the alien theory.
Yeah, you think they're among us?
I've never played that game.
Da-na-na-na-na-na-na. Okay.
See what you.
But like, okay, imagine America, but instead of everyone putting all of their effort into like. Making money, we just decided to build stone pyramids. Like we get pretty good at it, you know?
Yeah, of course.
Like as a society, like everything's structured to build this pyramid. Like in America, like everything's structured for like people, some people to make money,
right?
And like if you structure like everything around it, like we can do exceptional things.
I agree. I just think it's crazy that, like, okay, say, like, all the technology in the world got wiped out and we were starting from square one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like even with the limited resources they had, like, they could outdo us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
If it was Gen Z versus, like, the Egyptians, like, we're weak. We, like, couldn't Google how to do it. Like, I'm not saying we're dumb, but I just feel like... because they like live that way their whole lives, they would have an advantage. But I think, yeah, like if the next generation like was focused on building pyramids, like, yeah, they got it.
I read in a book, and I'm trying to think, I think it was Homo sapiens, like a history of mankind.
Homo sapiens. God, Jesus.
And it basically said that like hunter gatherers on average might have been smarter than us. On average, because like they had to know everything,
yeah,
just like to survive basically.
Yeah.
And then once we like settled down, it became less important to know things and more important to like use less food. So our brains got like a smaller or like less capable or whatever, to like preserve energy. And I was like, whoa. Yeah, I think it's Sapiens, A Brief History of Humankind.
Interesting.
I think that's what this one said. Yuval Noah Harari. Yeah.
I'd believe it.
You, yeah?
Yeah.
Like, that seems to make sense to me.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, you know, if someone like gets injured and they don't use a muscle for a while, like atrophies or whatever.
Right.
Like,
I don't know.
As we like got more, as we got like different ways of doing things that weren't mm-hmm. as like thinking intensive, I can see our brains like not being like some parts of the brains not being used and they're like shrink.
Yeah. But at the same time, like, I don't know. It just doesn't seem, like, correct to me. Because maybe it's just because, like, we have all these things that they didn't have.
Yeah.
Like, those idiots didn't figure out air conditioning.
Well, but also to be fair, think about it. Like, if, like, yeah, like, everybody always says, oh, we figured out air conditioning. Put me in a room with the stuff you need to build an air conditioner. It's not getting built.
Yeah.
Ask me how an air conditioner works. I don't know. Ask me how a phone works. I don't know.
I wouldn't even know how to get the things to, like, even start making the components of an air conditioning. Like, give me a rock and, like, be like, make metal.
Right, like, exactly.
Like, you just heat it up somehow, but that's all I don't know.
I was literally actually having this conversation with Olivia last semester. I was like, I don't know how, like, electronics even function. Like, how mm-hmm. do, like, the little beep boop things in my phone, like, be able to make it so, like, I can see a picture of this? And, like, it's crazy to me. Like, I couldn't explain to you how any of that worked. Like, and I get it in the sense that, like, they had to know how everything worked because they were doing everything mm-hmm. for themselves. Like, what is a jack of all trades is, like,
yeah.
a master of none, but better than a master of one.
Right.
Or something like that. Right. So, like, they were...
But, like, to survive, like, they had to be a master of everything, right. or else you'd just die. Like, it was a rough world.
I think it's the same principle of,
like, I guess the bottoms of their feet must have been very strong.
Oh, my God. Stop. So not the furl circle back to shoes. Very callous.
Yeah.
I mean, when you have calluses, it's like, don't rock climbers have calluses? And they're like, I don't really feel it anymore. But if I tried to rock climb, I'd be like, oh, my hands hurt.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
My mom, like, when she's heating up tortillas, like, I use, like, a spatula. But, like, my mom and every other Mexican woman I know just reaches into the pan and will flip the tortilla.
Mm-hmm.
Or they can do it, like, straight on the burner, like, not even in a pan. And, like, I'm like, how do you, like, that hurts? And mom's like, like,
it's gotta go fast.
They're just people like that. It's not even that. Like,
they're just immune.
It's a hut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Like, it's like a little superpower.
Yeah. Very that.
Just for tortillas, though.
Yeah. I mean, she could probably do it with other stuff. I don't know. I haven't, like, tested her.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, that's the main thing. You're, like, heating up and, like, needing to turn.
Maybe you should. You know, see how far you can push.
Push my mom.
Push your mom.
Before she burns our hands.
Touch hot things. Yeah. It could be good.
I'm gonna be like,
next week you can call in and tell us how that goes.
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. So you're going to need to see your mom.
Yeah, sure. Mom, she won't even be able to go to hospital because, like, they're all overwhelmed.
It's true. Wear your mask, everyone. Get vaccinated. To the one person constantly listening.
I didn't
listening.
Say all that. I don't know. I just kind of want to start an argument or something.
For the one person listening in from Russia, get vaccinated.
Do you know anything in Russian?
Привет. That just means hello.
Isn't, like, до свидания goodbye?
Yeah.
Look at me, fluent.
But yeah, we're basically finished. So if you want to say das vidanya to the audience.
Well, audience, singular, das vidanya. I hope you really enjoyed it, considering they could arrest me in Russia for being gay. I know this was your favorite episode this far.
Oh, yeah.
Great this, audience.
This episode was all over. I really appreciated that. Some of them get too nerdy. And I need someone to pull me back, you know?
Jack, like, when Jack was on season one.
Yeah, season one.
Girl, I was like, what are you even talking about?
I don't remember what we were talking about.
Y'all were talking about anal, but, like... It huh? was like, I swear it was.
That's
like,
that's a very freshman thing to do.
Yeah, I mean, well, it was like Louis the like 16th or whatever, like how he, because he died from like anus stuff or something. But like, y'all made it not fun. How do you talk about anal and it's not fun? I was like, Jack, you are literally like love you, Jack. Shout out to Jack. But like, no. Also, not shout out to you.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, no shout outs.
I rescind all my shout outs. I'm sorry.
Anyways, tune in next time. And you're listening to KHTX FM, Conway, Arkansas, 93.1.
Every 20 minutes.
Every 20 minutes. Any advice you want to give the audience before we go?
Anything. Fuck around. Like, you know, be free, you know? Don't take life too seriously.
Mm-hmm.
That's really just, like, advice to myself.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good advice.
Thanks.
Good night.
Good night, Josh.